Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Masech Deshkalim, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Vav. As we have discussed till now, when you give something to Hegdish, it could be in one of two ways, or there are two categories of Hegdish. There's Kedushas HaGuf, or Kedushas HaMizbeach, that's something that's Roy to be brought up on the Mizbeach. And then there is Kedushas Damim, where I'm only giving the Hegdish the value of something, or sometimes, as it would be referred to, Kedushas Bedek HaBayis. It's given to the general fund for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Our Mishnah is going to deal with a case where a person who was Stam Magdish all of his possessions, generally, without specifying otherwise, that means Bedek HaBayis. So now, the Gizbarim, the treasurers, go through, let's see what we have over here, and we find things that are roi for Karbonis Hatzibur. For example, they find ketores, wine, oil, flour. That's how the Bat Tanura learns. So what do we do now with this? Zok Rabbi Akiva, what should we do? The same thing that we did in the previous Mishnah. There we started a process by taking the extra machzah shekel and giving it to them as wages. Well, that's what we're going to do here also with this ketores. Yenasnu le'umanim bischaran, give it to the craftsmen, to the professional workers that do their work in the Beis HaMikdash as their wages. Tivi Rabbi Akiva. Now what Rabbi Akiva is really telling us here, what his chiddush is that by taking something that belongs to Hegdish and paying wages with it, it goes out l'chulam. Now again, this is always a problem, because when it comes to Hegdish, normally we understand you can redeem it. That if you're taking the Kedusha off something, it has to go on to something else. And here, what's it going on? The Kedusha that is leaving, let's say the Ketores, that this person donated to Hegdish. Where's that Kedusha going? Kedusha doesn't disappear. That's the whole point of redemption. You can transfer the Kedusha, you can't make it disappear. And the answer is, Rabbi Akiva holds that it goes on the Malacha. The Kedusha goes on the work that they did. And he dashes that from a pasuk. V'asu li migdash. So v'asu li migdash. V'asu, the malacha, things that are done, comes from Hegdash. That's how Rabbi Akiva understands that, yes, you can take the Kedusha out of an item, in this particular case, the Ketores that was donated, and put it on the malacha, and put it on the work that was done. And that's how I pay them with their wages. Amalei ben Azai. So ben Azai said to Rabbi Akiva, Einihi Amida. This isn't the same as what we discussed in the previous Mishnah about the leftover Ketores, where we took money and gave it to them as their wages. We didn't start out in the previous Mishnah by taking the actual leftover Ketores and giving it to the people who made the Ketores. If it's that simple, you could just take something that's Hegdish and give it as wages, and the Kedusha goes off to the Malacha. So we could have gone straight to that in the last Mishnah. That's not what happened in the last Mishnah. You remember, we had another step before that. There were two steps. First, we took the Machzus HaShekel from the Lishka, paid the workers with it. And we had a whole cheshbon. The reason the Kedusha goes off to Machzus HaShekel is because when people donate the Machzus HaShekel, they do so on the condition of whatever Bezin wants to do with it, they can do with it. Leiv Bezin Masna Leiv. And only then did we take the Ketores, and we had the Kedusha of the Ketores go over on the money. You're skipping that whole step over here. You're taking this, which is Ketores, the person who was Magdish it, okay, Kedusha is Bedek Abayis, but it's something that's Royal Mizbeach, so it becomes problematic. And you're saying, let's solve the whole problem. Let's just take it straight and give it as wages. So again, Amalei ben Azai. Ben Azai said to Rabbi Akiva, Einihi Amida, you're not consistent with what we said before. Ella rather, let's talk to do what we said before. We have to go step by step. And the first step is, Mafrishim mehen schar huyamonim. We separate money, and we say this goes for the wages of the workers, or the craftsmen. And then, Umechal en oysan al mois huyamonim. Then we take this ketores that the person donated, and we redeem the kedusha. We have the kedusha go over to the money. And now that we figured out a way to take the Kedusha off the Ketores, then we physically give it, to the craftsmen as their wages. Remember, when we separated the money for them, we didn't mamish give it to them. The Gizbah just took it on their behalf and said, okay, officially, this money now belongs to the people who have to get paid. Then we take the Ketairis and redeem it. We transfer the Kedusha of the Ketairis onto that money. So the Ketairis loses its Kedusha, but it goes someplace. It goes to the money. We take this Ketairis that doesn't have Kedusha, and we physically give it to the workers as their wages. And we give it to the craftsmen as their salary. So they have this Ketairis. And then we turn around and purchase it with the New Year's Truma so we can use it for the New Year. There are many different shitas and many different explanations of this Mishnah, but as a Shemiz Baruch, we're just going with the Bar Tanura and we're trying to make things as simple as possible. Okay, so once again, we have a person that was Magdish as Nechasim, Stam Hegdish as Lebedek Abayis, and then there were things there that were Royal Karbonas HaTzibur, for example, Ketairis. What do we do with it? Rabbi Kiva says, just take the Ketairis that this person donated, give it to the craftsmen as their wages, and automatically the Kedusha goes off. Where does the Kedusha go to? Goes to the work. The fact that they did work means you can kind of redeem the Ketairis by saying the Kedusha goes on to the work. Benazi says, that's not what we did in the previous Mishnah. We didn't take the leftover Ketairis in last year and say, well, we're giving it straight to the workers, to the craftsmen. We didn't say there that the Kedusha goes off on the work. We had a whole process. We had to take money from the Lishka, separate it on behalf of the workers. And over there we understand the Kedusha goes off to Machzah Shekel because it was given to Bezin conditionally. They can do whatever they want with it. Then we redeemed the leftover Ketairis with that money that was separated on behalf of the artisans. That's how the Kedusha came off the Ketairis. Then we went on to the other step of giving the Ketairis to the worker and rebuying it. So how can you skip all those steps over here? Therefore, Zak Benazi, we're going to do the same thing over here. We have to go through that whole process. This person donated Ketairis. It's a complicated situation. He donates it as Bedek Abayis, but Lamaisa, it's Roy for the Mizbeach. Somehow we have to get the Kedusha off this. We'll do it the exact same way we did with the leftover Ketairis. We're going to take money, separate it on behalf of the craftsmen, although we physically don't give it to them. Take the Ketairis, redeem it for that money. Then we're going to give them the Ketairis and buy it back with the Shkalim of the New Year. And again, like we said in the previous Mishnah, why don't we just take the Ketairis and sell it outright on the open market and then buy it back with the Shkalim of the New Year? Because that would be a bazillion for the Ketairis.